And joining us to talk trots with his look at this Shepparton program this afternoon is Luke Humphreys. Luke, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Brendan.
Only an hour or so, just under an hour off the first event on the program there. We'll concentrate on the quaddy legs, though. First leg of the quaddy is race number 5 at 2.39. There are no scratchings in this event. Rock and Roll Cruiser is the favourite at $1.90. Crossroader at $4. $4.40 Rock the Nation. Love to at $9 out to $13 for Clem McArdle. Who do we like in the first leg of the quaddy, Luke?
Clem McArdle was actually the one I liked at a bit of value, one of my bit of value bets of the day. I've gone 5.7.4.6 in the first leg of the quaddy. Clem McArdle didn't get the best of luck in a much stronger race at Ballarat last start. Was restrained at the start, ended up six back on the inside, and didn't get the best run in the run at them in the run of the finish. And dropping down in grade here, Shannon O'Sullivan's got the concession claim, claiming 5. Trish McVeigh prepares and. Been a good horse for the McVeigh family, and I think he can go okay here down in grade off that last start, if in a stronger race. So I've got him on top. I've also got another bit of a ruffian for the minor places. 7, Hancock's Hero, second here at the meeting earlier in the week on Wednesday night behind Highclere. Good enough form, getting close for Mel and Danny Thackeray. Rock and Roll Cruiser, the favourite for Steve O'Donoghue, Rebecca Bartley. Abby Turnbull claims 5, concession claim. Bit of an unlucky fourth last start in a stronger race. Interesting runner, definitely a chance. And 6, Love 2. It brings different form lines from Leeton. Second to 2 of her last 3 at Leeton. And then a last start, 6th. And definitely is an interesting runner in the race for James McPherson. So I thought they were the four key chances in the first leg of the quaddy, race number 5. And the selections are 4, along with also number 3, Rock the Nation, which was the last start, 3rd, and is the other key chance. So 5.7.4.6 also give a chance to number 3. I think they're the 5 to include in the first leg of the quaddy.
2.5 minutes off the second from Devonport. Runners milling around at the gates there. Second leg of the quaddy from Shepparton this afternoon. This is a 55-66 over the 16.90. There are no scratchings here. Number 7 here. He comes for Beck Bartley is the favourite, 2.25. Tungsten Terror, $2.60. $6 Bounty In. Full of Mischief at $9.50 out to Rockin' in Memphis at $10.
Yeah, here he comes as a horse that has won 11 from 83. He's an 8-year-old now. He's been a good horse for the Icon family and Rebecca Bartley and Stephen O'Donoghue, but he hasn't won for a bit over 6 months, and he probably does look to have had his chance in a few races. Hasn't run for about a month here. From memory, he's had a few trials since his last run, at least one here at Shepparton. He was not too bad in that particular trial, and if you go back 3 starts ago, he's got a 3rd place finish behind 2 nice horses, Vanity Bay and Guilty Hanover and Mildura Cup Night. 6th in each of his last 2, 1 last of 6 at Melton, then a 6th of 10 at Bendigo. Look, he's the class runner, and he finds a nice race, but you'd want to see him win one soon, really. Seahawk's the other one that's an interesting runner. A good odds here for Abby and Shane Sanderson. Abby claims 5 on this particular horse. Finished last at Charlton 7 days ago, but that was behind the very good horse Aladdin. Should appreciate this level of race. He's dropping in grade, so I think has to be some sort of chance, and I think 22-1 on the fixed odds, well over the odds. 6 Rockin' in Memphis for 3rd on the quick backup from earlier in the week. Finished 6th there behind Let's Rock, Let's Roll here at the meeting on Wednesday night. Rates for 3rd ahead of 4 Bound Yen in 4th place. An interesting runner for John Justice. 7.3.6.4 are the main 4, I think, in race number 6.
7.3.6.4 from Luke in race number 6 at Shepparton. They're moving in well at Devonport. We'll head to Colin McNiff.
Left to load with
3 and 6 called by Col over the line there. Clifton Dancer, $3.140 for Brendan McCool and Adam Trinder. 11 second Lacerate, 130. 13-3 Karnak Kid at $3. Full set of totes we'll have for you when they do become available. On to race number 7 on the program. It's a 65-73, 21.90 the distance. Small field, no scratchings. Jemsom's Pet is the favourite here at $1.28, Willem at $4.60, $7.50 Idle Suspect, and then Carl McGregor at $14. Who do we like here, Luke?
Yeah, in this fast class event of the day, look, Jemsom's Pet definitely deserves the odds on favouritism, long odds on favourite. You'll see he's our best bet on the website, but obviously he's way too short of the $1.28. I was sort of hoping we might be lucky enough to get two's on or better, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. He should win. He's a good quality Metropolitan event for Metropolitan horse for Abby and Craig Turnbull, and will appreciate this drop in class. Was the winner of the Wagga Cup on the 23rd of May. Went really good, progressed through the grades beautifully as a three-year-old last year. He should be winning here today. One ideal suspect, probably just dropping in grade a little bit compared to his last couple of runs, but in saying that, he takes on a fairly good one. Two-timely sovereign, was only beaten 8 metres behind Aladdin last week, also probably just dropping back in grade slightly, but is running into a fairly good one, but looks best at the rest. And similar story in regards to numbers 1 and 2 for also number 3, Willem, dropping in grade, but I think Jemsom's Pet's going to have the better of them. So 5 over 1, 2, 3 in race 7.
Race number 8 is for the 3-year-olds. No scratchings here. 44-49 over the 21.90. 10, Harry, who was $1.70. 7, Better Steam Ahead, $3.80. 9, Clifton Babe, $4.40. 8, Rockney and a $13 chance.
Yeah, and he was my tip at good odds here, Rocky. And 8, 10, 9, 7 in the 8th events. They are the four favourites and the four main chances, and they are the top four in the selections. Look, Rocky, and I thought, didn't really deserve to be as big odds as he did, as he is. He's only won the one race from 12 starts. That was at Stall on the 7th of December. Sixth in each of his last three. Look, I think he's a bit over the odds here. Behind Pray Tell, Better Call and Captain Wilson in each of his last three horses of that quality recently. And it's probably an easier race here, or it is an easier race, no doubt about it. So I thought he represented value, Rock Nguyen. Over 10, Harry Hu was the winner of a Vic Bred Heat at 101 over the course and distance last year over Soho Bollinger. So he's got his ability, but he's also got his quirks. 9, Clifton Babe, second in each of the last two at Mildura. Comes into the race with good form. 7, Better Steam Ahead rates next. They're the four main chances. 8, 10, 9, 7, race number 8.
18.97 from Luke and the 8th from Shepherd. And we'll just press pause there. They're about to box up for the 3rd at Healesville. Ridge is the favourite at $2.40. Weblick Wave $4.70. $4.80 for Braemar Brianna as we head back to Jane Vandermark.
Race number 3.
Number 7, Ando's Toby, around $10.90 and $3.62. Weblick Wave $2.20. We'll stand by for that full result there. Luke, thank you very much for your patience holding on the other side of two races. Can we please have your best bet, quality value bet, and play of the day for Shepparton?
No, all good, Brendan. Yeah, best bet is, well, as I say on the website, race 7, number 5, Jemsom's Pet. If he gets out to 2's on or better, $1.50 or better, I think that's good odds, but obviously he's way too short. The other one we made a special was in race 4, number 3, Tracer Bullet. This is a horse that's first up for the Terry French stable today. Jack Law's got the drive, and a former Tasmanian thought he'd go well off a few recent trials. He's also odds on, but he's better odds of value than Jemsom's Pet. So specials, race 7, number 5, if he gets out to a bit more value. Also like race 4, number 3 is a special. Race 8, number 8, Rock in the value. Think he's over the odds down in grade in a competitive race. As we've touched on, the quaddy races 5, 6, 7 and 8. The first leg 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Second leg 3, 4, 6, 7. Third leg 5, 1 out. And fourth leg 8 and 10. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, 4, 6, 7, then 5, 1 out, the third leg 8 and 10, the fourth leg. As far as the play of the day goes, Brendan, trifecta in the last leg of the quaddy race, 8, 8 and 10, stand out then for first and second places, and stand out 7 and 9 for third. That's 8 and 10 first and second, 7 and 9 for third, a trifecta in race number 8.
No fog to bail you out early today, Luke?
Well, it was actually a bit of fog driving up this morning. We were about halfway here from Gisborne about 10:30. So, hopefully it disappears, Brendan. It was definitely an interesting night at Cranbourne last night. But sun's out, not too many clouds around. So hopefully we can see them well, because as a commentator, as you well know, we need to be able to see them. But as I think I heard Dan Malecki say on the radio, on the mile rate this morning, I suppose if no one else can see them, we can't. So we'll do our best.
Best of luck today, Luke.
Thanks, mate.